Hello, my name is Abraxas. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
I am not having a medical emergency at all. I have limited vision, and when I am and I've got a couple of questions because I find the site unusable to try to sign up on since my vision is not good. When I pull up drive-through sites, I can't even tell where they are. Are all drive-through sites open to you to a person no matter where they're from if they're over 65?
I'm not sure about
that. Who does know the answers? I don't see them on the web. Who knows answers?
Now I can get you over to the, I can give you the telephone number to the vaccine appointment line.
They, according to what I have heard, they have no appointments. I am trying to even see if the drive-through sites just will allow you to drive through and get a vaccine. Let's say I'm in, my county, Calaboose County, has zero appointments. They're not making appointments. They're not even interested in talking to you about appointments. So I see that there's going to be a drive-through clinic in Montgomery. Can I use that? Do I have to have an appointment? Like I said, my vision, my close vision is very poor. If you can give me a number besides that 1-855 which I tried a week ago that was pretty useless. You know, I never did get a person, a live person that knew anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And actually, I got hold of a nurse yesterday for the Tallapoosa County Health Department who couldn't have been any more helpful. Basically, she said, well, we can't do anything but vaccinate. We are no longer allowed to do anything. So is there a phone number somewhere you can give me where I can talk to somebody that's live?
No, one second.
And I really do appreciate it. And I know you're frustrated, too.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see. Could you go to Annan County and get the vaccine? Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
I just stated that you see Montgomery County is doing it. Doing drive-through.
Montgomery County, and I know, my county's still at 75. Okay. Lee County started doing Lee County and Macon County at 65 and above last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here I am with autoimmune diseases. And, you know, Jefferson County has a site. You can go ahead and log on, check if you have pre-existing conditions because my family lives up there.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and make an appointment. My county. Mm-hmm.
And your county doesn't?
Uh-uh. We don't have anything like that for Tallapoosa County.
Hold on one second. And you stated that your eyesight is not good, correct?
Right. And when I tried filling in the blanks, I couldn't even tell if I ever got an appointment anywhere when I was trying to make one. And it looked like they were wanting to send me to Prattville, maybe. I don't know why Prattville rather than Alex City or Dayville. I don't even know where I could find Prattville. But anyway, my close vision was not good.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Sharon. My last name is Hillman, H-I-L-L.
Okay. First name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
M-A-N on the end. It's the Hill.
M-A-N. Okay. Okay, I'm on the ADPH website. Will you schedule the vaccine? Hold on one second. I'm going to try to help you.
When I was using the site, it kept dumping me out last week when I was trying to use it.
Mm-hmm.
People on it.
Okay, now I won't have anything if you set an appointment until April the 14th on the website. Now, it do states that you can get the vaccine in any county through the drive-thru.
Okay, well, my county has no drive-thrus.
Yeah. So, you don't have to be like, you don't have to be from, go ahead.
Okay, so I could drive to Montgomery and be in line at, say, 4 a.m. for a drive.
Yes, ma'am, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? You just gave me more information than I have been able to find in hours. Bless you. Have a wonderful, safe day, and thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. Nope. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you.
If you need more information, you may visit adph.org or cdc.gov.
Those sites aren't working. They're really not working very well. Okay. Thank you so much, and bye now.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. Bye-bye.